very high fire count. So for those of you, again, who have not set off your fires, you do need to go through Lyon County KS.gov for the burn policy procedures. So make sure that you follow those. But there's going to be a lot of smoke flying likely here today, especially because this is a short-term low wind window before we get more blustery conditions back in the picture here for tomorrow and for Thursday. There's a slight chance of showers for part of tomorrow, blustery at 78. There's a chance of thunderstorms, including a very low-end hail risk for Wednesday night, early Thursday. Then a warm day for Thursday, 90. Friday, we're back down into the upper 70s with occasionally breezy conditions at 78.
Yesterday, we topped at 66, overnight low down 235. Right now, west breeze is light. Nice to be able to say that. Just a gust to 10. Plenty of sunshine and 35 degrees here. KVOE live and local. And our headlines this morning, a service of Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home. Call 343-7756. Mainstay Suites. It is 7:46, and pleased to be joined this morning by Skylar Delmont, Wellnitz Tree Care. Skylar's a registered consulting arborist and a board-certified master arborist, again with Wellnitz Tree Care. Skylar, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Doing good today. Doing good. Well, let's talk about tree damage here this morning, and specifically tree damage that may come from things like, you get run into by a car, vehicle, fire, or herbicide. Let's talk about that a bit, Skylar.
Yeah, it seemed like that was a good topic for today, because I've had two car crashes in the past 2 weeks that people have called me about where they've hit trees. And obviously, you just mentioned the burning. Sometimes those burns get out of control, and now it's the time to start spraying herbicides. So there's a couple things that can be done. Let's talk about car crashes first. So obviously, on car crashes, sometimes the tree's totaled, you know, it's just small tree, big car, no tree left after that. But if it's a big tree, a lot of times they're salvageable. You might have trunk damage. So one of the key things to do is if you can get that trunk covered up with like some black plastic, keep it moist, we may be able to actually repair some of that bark and not have a big open wound on that tree. But it's critical to keep it damp and not let it dry out, because once it dries out, it's done. It's going to have the wound on the trunk. And a lot of times insurance gets involved with this, because, you know, car drivers are supposed to have insurance.
Yeah.
And if they hit something that's damaging landscape, it's damaging real property. And so a lot of times insurance will cover either the value of the tree, or, you know, if the tree has to be removed, a lot of times they'll cover that, and a lot of times they'll cover the cost of repair. So it's a good idea to get the insurance information, you know, if a car crashes into a tree. And then, you know, we will do appraisals on trees so we can give values for insurance, so that they know what the tree is worth in the landscape. And so that would be, you know, if insurance says, hey, we need to know how much this tree is worth, give us a call and we can come out and do that. And really that applies for any of these other instances. Sure. As well. If it's a fire, you know, fires are a little bit trickier, because sometimes it looks like the tree has been damaged pretty badly, but if you've got a tree with thick bark, it may actually be okay. And sometimes the fire damage doesn't show up for, you know, about 6 months to a year. So it might look like, oh, the tree's going to be okay. It doesn't look like the fire got it that bad. But if it got it hot enough to kind of boil that, you know, inner bark and phloem, then it should be gone for. So there's not much you're going to do for a fire right off the bat, other than potentially call us, you know, have us start that process with your insurance company of figuring out what these trees are valued at. But yeah, that's fire is a little bit tricky.
What about herbicide?
And then, I'm glad you asked. with herbicide, this is also a little bit of a tricky situation. And if we're talking like a big herbicide spray, so, you know, your neighbor's got a bean field or something and sprays, it's best to actually call KDA first, because KDA, the Kansas Department of Ag, will do an investigation, and that is pretty crucial for determining cause, and then the insurance can go from there. If it's something small, like if you were spraying something on your lawn and got it up onto the trees, if you can spray it off right away before it dries, usually that's good enough to prevent any damage. You know, and then one other thing that I see sometimes is just be careful about the herbicide you're using. Sometimes, you know, regular Roundup can always be used around trees as long as you're not spraying it on the tree, but you can spray the ground around the tree. But if you get the wrong type of Roundup that has some soil sterilants in it, you can absolutely smoke a tree, and there's not a lot that can be done after that happens. So be extra careful about what herbicides you're using around your trees.
Read the label. Read that label,
that's right,
folks. All right, Scott, good stuff as always. If we want more information or would like to inquire about the Wellness Tree Care Service, how can we get a hold of you?
Yeah, so you can either hit our website up, wellnesstreecare.com, give us a call, 620-340, I always get this confused with my own number, 620-340-2484. My number's pretty close to that, too.
Okay. Skyler, appreciate it. Have a good day.
Yeah, you bet. You too.
Good to talk to you, Skyler. Skyler Delmont with Wellness Tree Care. Of course, Skyler, a registered consulting arborist and a board-certified master arborist with Wellness Tree Care. That's Skyler Delmont with us here this morning. 751, 38 degrees. Good morning.
The other day, I was outside with my six-year-old son as he was learning to ride his bike without training wheels.